Well, it's been quite a week for Steve Clevenger as he returns home to Baltimore as the backup catcher of the Orioles. And, Steve, let's first start with opening day. Here you're a Baltimore native. You grew up, 10 blocks from Camden Yards, and now you're running in on that orange carpet. What was that moment like for you?
It was exciting. Not too many people get to play for a hometown team, let alone, get a chance to run down the orange carpet on opening day. So it was an exciting time for me and my family and, something that I'll cherish.
How many ticket requests did you get growing up so close to the ballpark, going to high school at Mount St. Joe's, and you probably know half the city?
Oh, yeah. I had a ton of ticket requests, but I told them all day I needed to go buy their own tickets. It gets quite expensive when you're leaving tickets every day, and especially family tickets, they get up there. But, I left about 12, and then the rest of the people were on their own.
You had to have several memories first as a fan going to Camden Yards, because you're certainly young enough that your whole Oriole experience would be Camden Yards. Tell us about some of the memories that really stand out to you as you were growing up and dreaming maybe one day being on that field.
We always had great players in the 90s here with the Orioles. Cal Ripken, Eddie Murray, and Mike Bordick, B.J. Surhoff, Joe Orslak is a little bit older, and Mike Devereaux a little bit older, Chris Hoyles. It was exciting to go down to the ballpark, watch all those guys play and, being playoff contenders every year, World Series contenders. It was always great. My one memory is being at the game with the 21-31 game with Cal Ripken. I was in the nosebleeds, but I was still there, so not too many people get to say that.
How did you get a ticket for that game?
We had tickets quite in advance. My mom had got, a big Oriole fan, so my mom had gotten them. So, we had them in advance before the games. They were quite hard to get, coming up to that moment.
It's been an amazing season for you already when you consider, and we're only four games in, I understand that, but the fact that first you had to earn this job, and you really took it seriously and stood out. What did you do in the offseason any different that helped you?
I really didn't do anything different. Being with Chicago, fighting for position there for the last couple of years, I was in a similar role there. I came in the spring knowing what I had to do, and like I said, they made it, very clear from day one it was going to be the defense that determined the job. And, I didn't, quite take my offense, very serious in spring training, really. I just tried to focus more on defense. And, like I said, they made it clear from day one it was going to be defense that won the job.
What will you do between starts to stay sharp?
Catch as many bullpens as I can, get my work in the cages and make sure my offense is fine-tuned, during the season. That's important, too. But I'm going to catch my bullpens, and do my work with JR and, play my long toss, just be ready to be when I'm called upon.
And the defensive part, it has to be important as the backup catcher. Defense can't take a day off when Wieters gets a day off, but in some respects, you could say it was your bat that helped get you on this team, because what a bonus for a guy that can hit when he's giving Wieters a day off.
Oh, definitely. When you bring offense to the table, too, that's a big factor in there. But like I said, backup catcher role, you have to be able to control staff. That's the main priority, as a catcher. Even Matt being a starter, he takes pride in his defense and controlling the staff. And that's important, as a backup catcher, for these guys to have confidence in you there. We want to win and have low-scoring games when I'm in there, too.
All right, do you think that there's some youngster in Baltimore knowing that Baltimore Steve Clevenger is in the big leagues and they're looking at you like you used to look at guys like Chris Hoyles?
Oh, definitely. Being from Pigtown, there's a lot of kids in there, that grow up and, idolize Oriole players. But, there's always people out there looking and watching and observing you. Just go about the game the right way and just play it the right way. And, someday those kids will have a chance too.
Well, I appreciate the visit. Have a good year.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.